Jane Manzouras filling in for the lovely Anna DeVlantis today. I want to switch gears. We just had a great conversation with Dr. Hofiz from the Northwestern Medical Huntley Hospital, talking all about this COVID-19 and things to look out for and sort of the symptoms and what happens. But I want to switch gears to talking about living a healthy life and boosting your immunity and ways that you can, we should all be doing this anyway, but now in a state of like, what's going to happen if I get this? I feel like we can all live a healthier life. So in studio with me now is Dawn Jackson Blattner. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and author of The Flexitarian Diet and The Superfood Swap, and a girl who can lighten your load when it comes to diet and nutrition and health. Please say hello to Dawn Jackson Blattner. Hi, Dawn.
Oh, hey, Jane. This has just been awesome. Your whole day of like giving me information about this is really, it's actually putting me more at ease. So thank you.
Well, good, because you're here to give us some more information on all of this.
Well, yeah. In a time like this, I feel like one of the most important things is, right, not to panic, but to feel like there's something you can do proactively, right?
Yes.
And that's what is putting me at ease, right, is to say, you know what, hey, I've been doing all these immune boosting things in my life, and right now I'm going to think a little extra hard about it, right? So I have a checklist that I always use for immune boosting, and it's everything from lifestyle stuff like food to how to improve your gut health to healthy living to what you can do for your body to supplements. There's a whole range of things.
So talk about that a little bit, because, you know, we can control, we can't control if we get sick, right? It's like I said, it was this invisible invader that, you know, we run into, and all of a sudden we're like, whether it's a head cold, pneumonia, the flu, or COVID-19. But to boost our immunities, to maybe even bounce back a little bit faster, there are all these ways and things that we can do, starting with your checklist. So number one on that checklist is,
I'm a big believer in food, right? Is that food is medicine, is like putting it inside of your human body. It digests, it goes into your blood, it washes over all of your cells. It really is magic. And so when it comes to food, it's more about what to add, right? So there's a lot of people who talk about what to take out of your diet, but really leafy green vegetables are magic, like, right? They're so good for you. So making sure like you're doing this checklist of like not only, you know, all of the proteins or the whole grains, right, or whatever, like, do I have my leafy greens? Garlic, we've had a ton of people talk about, you know, how garlic is an immune booster, ginger, immune booster, things with probiotics are immune booster, like kefir and yogurts and kraut. There's just, you know, so much to think about with food. But one thing that nobody thinks about is water. Staying hydrated is probably, if somebody had to, you know, push me and say, what is the number one thing that I should be doing with my diet, is like, please just make sure that you're staying hydrated.
So again, flushing out your system, putting in the good, because what you're putting in your body, as you say, is like the most intimate thing you could be doing, because it's going inside of you.
It's going inside of you. It's becoming your cells. Like, your cells are made up of what you eat. Like, people are like, you know, how does my skin turn over? Or like, how does, you know, all of my organs work and everything? Everything works based on what you're eating. And so the only food, if somebody says, oh, you know, is there anything I should avoid?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily avoid, but limit sugar. I mean, we know that sugar has calories but no nutrition. And so in this time, you know, anytime you can reach for like a piece of fruit when you have a sweet tooth so that you get all the nutrients in that as well is a great move. So again, not panicking, but just being extra special, tender, loving care to your body cells.
Mindful. Now, I know you're not a doctor, and you know, we just got off the phone with an infectious disease specialist who is looking at these, you know, this bacteria and how it lives and where it goes. And you talk about food as in a healthy boost for your body. We can't, this is not going to deter us from getting an illness, but can food really, really help?
Yeah, you know
keep
what?
Us healthier?
I think you have a very good point, right? That we're humans. We are not immune to things. You know, it does not give us superpowers. But in fact, yes, when you have an immune system that is compromised, these are the people we're more worried about. We're saying, wow, if they get this, they're going to have more time down. They're more at risk for having serious, you know, repercussions. For us, that is like, okay, hey, we're trying to boost our immune system all the time. We're doing these things extra special now. That's when we say, okay, we got it, but it's mild in us. Or that it is that we come back faster. faster, like you say.
Yeah, you bounce
back.
Yeah,
so it's really, I mean, if you think about it, our human body is really just a machine. And so putting in the right stuff keeps it revved up and going better, faster, quicker, you know, even in times of illness.
So I love this. I love the food idea. The garlic is great. I think a day without garlic is literally a day wasted. And we just did a story on Living Healthy Chicago about eating your greens and getting those leafy greens in. So if this is the way you're going to kickstart healthy eating, I love it. What's next on the checklist?
Okay, so I also have, we talked a little bit about this, but gut health. So that's the probiotics, right? So kefir is like the cousin of yogurt, and also sauerkraut mm-hmm. is fermented food. So those are good things to add. Bone broth is an interesting one that can help maintain the integrity or the health of your intestinal tract. And about 70 to 80% of our immune system is actually in our gut.
Our gut, yeah. We want to have a happy gut.
Yeah, so I have food, I have gut. Living, I mean, if we haven't heard this enough, wash your hands, right? Wash your hands.
Yes.
Meditate, sleep, exercise, right? Those are the lifestyle things that help keep cells recharged, replugged, rejuvenated. And then I have body. All this hand washing, the one thing that is freaking me out about it is everyone's getting these dry, cracked hands.
Yeah.
And dry, cracked hands are really a compromised situation because in those cracks, germs can invade. So while you're also making sure you're staying very well washed, don't forget to moisturize as well. Lips and eyes, keeping those like moist so that they're not dry and able to have invaders come in, right?
Is there like a remedy or like some sort of natural something?
Yes. Oh, baby, yes. It is always hydration. Stay well hydrated because you can hydrate from the inside out. So, you know, in addition to keeping them moist with a moisturizer, right, whether that's coconut oil or your favorite hand cream, like staying hydrated will help your skin's health and integrity of the barrier. That's what the skin is. It's a barrier of all germs. Yeah. And then my final thing on the checklist is called the extras. And this is like more along the lines of thinking about supplements. So in addition to all of the things that you're doing, not instead of, but in addition to things like zinc and vitamin C and elderberry syrup and oil of oregano, those have some research behind them of immune boosting supplements.
What about taking a probiotic supplement?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big food first person. I'm saying, hey, you know, look to your diet to try and get those good fermented foods. But absolutely, an extra dose of probiotics is a good idea for a lot of people. It's not only for immunity, but also for digestion.
And I do love the idea of a supplement. And I love oil of oregano, although it's very potent and strong if you put one drop mouth mm-hmm. or you put it in the water. If somebody is taking medications, they should speak to their doctor before they add in any type of supplement.
Yeah, you know, in times like this, it's always best. Anytime you're changing anything, right? So that's diet or supplements or exercise or anything is, always run it by your doc.
So I love this. Food first is what we're going to talk about. Yep. And then down the list, it's your food.
It's your gut. Because you think about gut is there. Living, right? This is all you. This is your fitness. This is your meditation. This is your sleep. At body stuff, so like making sure that you are keeping stuff moisturized and even using a neti pot, like if you're starting to feel, you know, sniffles coming on. And then the extras being the supplements. And, you know, for me, I really think we can't look back and just really see, like, these are all basic things, right? Mm-hmm. This is not anything special. This is what I learned from the Cubs and Joe Maddon, the sentence of do simple better. In a time like this, when it's like there's a million things that you could possibly be doing, it's like slow down, take a deep breath, and think about what are the basics that I can be doing better right now? And that's water, eating some vegetables, sleeping, moving your body, and there you go.
I love that. And by the way, the Cubs won the World Series under your nutrition watch clock.
That's right. Thanks.
Your information is so fantastic. And of course, on the radio, we have such a limited time. People can find you at DawnJacksonBlattner.com.
Yes, my website is up and running, and I do have a new class coming up. It's called Habit Fun Club, and it's a great way to sort of stay connected in a time like this of healthy habits and keeping each other motivated and inspired.
And if people, I love this Habit Fun Club. Sounds like something I just want to be a part of. It's like Club Med or something. I don't know. Way more fun than that. But this is a class or a program people could take, and it's online, so you don't have to shake hands.
This is exactly right. This is a virtual, baby. Like, all of our meetings and everything are going going virtual. This is a virtual class. It's 5 weeks long for a quick half an hour each time. And again, the whole concept is just a sort of a gentle nudge in the right direction, a gentle kick in the butt for our healthy habits and doing it together. I mean, you know, social support is a big deal. And in times like this where people are being isolated, right, it can be tricky. So, you know, staying connected with people, even if it's over the phone or on an online class, is so important.
And support of the community. DonJacksonBlattner.com and DJ Blattner online, social media?
Yeah, online DJ Blattner. And you can also do DJBlattner.com too if
I
you want.
I love that. Okay, well, very good. Don, great information.
Thank you.
You're such a breath of fresh air and you bring just like a happy dose of health to me every time I see you. So food first, leafy greens, Don Jackson Blattner, everybody. A way to boost your immunity in this time of I do not want to get sick and I want to be healthy. Thank you so much, Don.
Thanks, Jane.
It is 720 WGN. Hi there, Jane Monzuritz, filling in for Anna DeVlantis today. Hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am. Dr. John Duffy is just so fantastic and amazing. I don't even have kids, and I feel like I want to go and parent somebody's child because he's so good and gave me such good information. Joining me in the studio now and sticking around is the lovely Dawn Jackson Blattner, a registered dietitian and nutritionist. Dawn, thanks for hanging out, because I feel like I wanted to talk more with you about, you know, health, fitness, nutrition, as we're talking a lot about serious issues and getting potentially this virus. But let's talk about staying healthy. And I would love to open up the phone lines or text lines if you have a question for Dawn. Certainly text us 312-981-7200. And I'll say, from earlier in the show, we talked about probiotics as a way to create good gut health. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So probiotics in foods like sauerkraut or kefir, which is like the cousin of yogurt, but you can also take probiotics. Now, there are some people who start taking probiotics and they feel worse.
Yeah, there's someone texted in and said, hey, I've been taking these and now I'm very sick. I don't feel good. My tummy hurts.
And this is a very good sign that there's what's called dysbiosis, or your bacteria in your gut are a little off, so that when you're adding more in a supplement like a probiotic, it actually makes you feel worse because you have this sort of dysbiosis or your bacteria are off. And so this could be an interesting conversation with a physician and say, hey, you know, I've had this. What can we do here? And a lot of times that can open a gateway to the physician having a conversation, to go to a dietitian, or even to a gastroenterologist. So I think it's a good conversation starter. But for most people, taking a probiotic is not going to cause you to feel bad. But if it does, it is a conversation starter.
And so maybe then, I love the conversation starter. Certainly, of course, always talk to your doctor first if there is a problem going on. But then that's just changing. Don't take the probiotic if you know that what's causing, and go talk.
Yeah, don't take it. And know that I think what's so cool about the human body is it gives you signals all the time, right?
Yes.
So if it is like, hey, I do this and I'm feeling bad, it's like, this is a signal that maybe not only to not do this, but maybe this is a conversation starter with a doctor. Or, you know, like anything, like aches and pains and all that stuff. You know, a lot of times we take things to mask what's going on in our body when our body is just really trying to tell us a simple message.
I love that. So my mom was a nurse. And so I grew up in a home where I always heard things like, Janie, now listen to your body. Your body is talking to you. And I find as I get older, she was right.
Yes.
And then certainly if something happened, was a broken bone or there was a head cold or there was something going on, she would say, or if I was sick with a fever, she would say, your body wants to heal. Remember, your body is working really hard to heal.
Wow. Your mother, wise woman. I mean, those are things that not a lot of people grow up hearing. Mm. And so as adults, it's kind of a shock to them. It's like, what? My body wants to heal. Mm-hmm. Give it food to help it heal. And that your body's telling you something. That's stuff people don't know, right? So that was very wise words from mama.
Yeah, mom was smart. In fact, I could remember, you know, feeling, if you know you're laying there sick as a kid or even as an adult and she's on the phone, I just remember now saying to myself when I'm in this situation is that I just remember her saying, your body wants to heal. And if I'm laying there sick, I know, okay, I'm getting better. My body does want to heal.
Well, so. I will say, you know, there is something to visualization. So, you know, although I'm in the here and now and the present and talk about eating and exercise and sleep and meditation and real tangible stuff, there is something that is like the soul, right? Of like visualization of getting better. And we know from exercisers that if you visualize lifting weights, your bicep will get bigger if you're visualizing lifting weights and your muscle getting bigger. So we know that there's power in that. So, you know, for anybody, it's like, you know, this is a good time, no matter what you believe in, but sort of that sort of soul well-being is like visualizing a strong immune system and, you know, really thinking about strong cells. And every time you eat those foods like leafy greens, that they're energizing your cells, visualize that. It will help.
Yeah, I love that too, especially in this time when we think that we are going to maybe self-quarantine ourselves or we're going to spend less time in crowds visualizing at home. Like maybe I'm visualizing my fitness routine and how does that look when I can't actually go to a gym? Typically for me, if I'm lifting a heavy weight to get my bicep muscle, I go, I can do anything for an hour. I can do anything for 10 reps. I can do it.
Yeah, I love that. You know, that's in addition to visualization, that's self-talk, right? Those are mantras. And so it's like visualizing in your mind's eye strong cells, but then also telling yourself stuff like your mom would say, is my body wants to heal. My body is strong and well. Like, you know, my body does not want disease to enter it or whatever. I mean, it's not cockamamie to think about this stuff because that is really holistic wellness when you think of it. It's what you eat, but it's also what you think.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, too, that we were talking about listening to your body. We just did a story on Living Healthy Chicago. It hasn't aired yet. And the feature, the patient knew his body so well. He felt bloated. He didn't feel right. So he went to the doctor. He had colon cancer.
Yeah.
He is cancer free. He's fine. And we're telling his story. But he knew his body was telling him how he didn't feel right. So there's a lot of power in that as well. We talked earlier and we've sort of been talking on and off throughout the show about stacking up in your pantry. And Dawn, of course, all things, you know, food first or let's see, you know, food is your health. What's your mantra on the food is health?
Well, I say food is magic.
Food is magic.
I do think so.
Without buying everything off the shelves and going totally crazy about filling up your pantries, are there, because mine is empty, and this, I'm telling you this from a Greek person, this is not right. My pantry should never be empty. My freezer should not be empty.
Right. But isn't it food love in your culture?
Yeah,
right?
Food is love. So I need to take my trip to the store and just make sure I have things. You know what? In case I don't feel good, like what are the things I like I'm going to put in there? And for me, it's ginger ale and salty, you know, saltine crackers. But in general, if we are staying a little home a little bit more, what should we stock our pantries with?
Yeah, so this is a very good thing, right? So there's that fine line between like overstocking and taking food, you know, from everybody to like not having anything on your shelf. There's that fine balance. And what's being recommended is you think ahead about 2 weeks, right? It's like whether you're caring for something, somebody that's sick or you yourself are self-quarantine, it's like, what do you need? And so like I put a list together this morning and my husband went out to shop for us. And it's not anything crazy, right? But it's like to think about if I'm sick, I want to make sure that I have soups and chili, bone broth, good crackers, and some electrolyte drinks. Like just so thinking about like if I'm sick, like those would be the things,
yeah,
right. And words matter, so that's why I said if, right?
Yes.
And then thinking about like if I'm going to be there well, and I'm going to want to not be going out a lot, what would I want in my pantry? Mm-hmm. And so we have things like oatmeal and popcorn, which is a whole grain for a snack, nut butters, beans, tuna salmon, pasta. Oh, I especially love the garbanzo bean and lentil-based pastas because those are high protein. I love that. Enough sauces and olive oil to put with that. Don't forget your fridge. There's veggies that can last a long time. So like carrots and cabbage last a long time.
How long do they last?
Well, I mean, depending on how you keep them and if you buy babied versus peeled or whatever. I mean, you can get a week and a half out of a carrot, you know, so and how you store it, right? But carrots, cabbage, garlic, onions, things like apples, oranges, grapefruit, and lemon last a long time in your fridge. White potatoes, sweet potatoes, even eggs and cheese last a long time in your fridge. So you don't have to just think about like pantry basics that are never going to spoil. You can stock your fridge with heartier stuff and still be eating somewhat fresh ingredients, right? And then I love a good stocked freezer because that stuff is in there for months, right?
Talk about a stocked freezer. For me, a stocked freezer is me making homemade, you know, Italian gravy or making like a casserole. Like That's Yum. What I stock my Yum. Freezer. But what are you stocking your freezer?
Well, I wish that was my freezer. But I'm talking frozen veggies, frozen berries, frozen bread, like whole grain bread you can keep in your freezer so it lasts a long time. That's a good tip. Frozen brown rice. I love that. Even frozen chicken breasts you can have in there so that you have enough stuff to make things like pastas and stir fries and oatmeal breakfasts and nut butters on toast. Basic stuff. You don't have to panic, but, you know, keep it stocked.
Perfect. Don Jackson Blattner, people can find you at your website.
DJBlattner.com or on Instagram with my immunity checklist at DJBlattner.
And you've got a new program coming out. Again, people can sign up for it. Habit Fun Club. They can find that online.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Don, great information. You're a wealth of knowledge and a bright sunlight, sunshine with your yellow shirt on.
Love
so thanks
you.
So much. I'm going to be calling you and texting you for that list.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. It's 720 WGN.